You ever watch a podcast and you just see someone with their glasses on the whole time with sunglasses?
Yes, and I don't understand. Like, are you trying to be cool right now?
Like, these lights are not that bright.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
So, can you take them off?
No, I definitely take them off. I just want to see. I always want to try it.
Did you like it? Was it a nice experience?
Welcome back to the podcast. Bonjour, je m'appelle Yoni Ekoto.
Et bonjour, je m'appelle Alia Zaitza.
Ok, et j'espère que vous allez bien.
Oui.
oui, et toi?
How would you say me too? Like, mon toi?
Moi aussi. What did you say? Mon toi?
What you said?
Et today toi? Is going to be a French podcast episode mixed with a little bit of English.
And Romanian, no.
And Romanian.
Okay. Listen, why is it that growing up, I always thought of nuts as like a gross, like such a like adult snack. Like such a like healthy, only adults eat nuts as a snack. And then tell me why I just had hella pistachios before we started and it was the best thing ever.
Well, because as a kid, I think when I think about snacks, I used to just eat like chips.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I really want to make it a point that when we have kids, it's like they don't get any bad shit. So
I don't
they never
wanna...
even know what it is, like how good it is.
I don't want to take away what we had because I had such a good time eating that shit.
I mean, honestly, I had such a good time knowing that every time we were on a road trip or like we were coming back from a long drive somewhere and there was a McDonald's on the highway, my parents would wait for the kids. It was always the tradition. They would be like, Mom, can we stop at Mac?
Who was the one that always like brought it up?
I mean, if the kids, like if my siblings and I were in the back seat, then we'd be like looking at each other. Because by the time, like, after a while, we knew like when it was coming up on the freeway. So then we were like looking at each other. We're like, should we say?
No, you say.
And then I think I actually said it quite often because I was the youngest one. So I like got away with a lot of shit.
Yeah. It's always the youngest one that gets away with like a lot of stuff.
So I...
Was it like one of those McDonald's that... had the big playground on the outside?
I don't think the one that was off the freeway had the playground, but there was a few downtown that had like, there was one that had like the big playground that was like a tower with like different like areas
you could go slide in
it, with the slide. Yeah, exactly. And then we had one where there was like a streetcar. Like imagine like a streetcar, you know, like a, if you've seen a streetcar, it's not a bus, it's like more narrow and it's kind of like on train tracks, but it's kind of a car. Anyways, we had that.
Okay.
And in Romanian, it's called tramvai.
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 Yeah. Okay. And you see them on the streets all the time. They still have them, but it was like an old one. And then it was like graffitied outside with like McDonald's stuff. And then on the inside, there was like a long table that you could rent that place for like birthday parties. And I had my birthday one time at the McDonald's tramvai.
Was that like one of your best childhood birthdays?
It was a great birthday.
What year was
it? I felt like I had such a cool birthday.
Really? What year was it?
I think maybe I was like 7.
I was going to say, you better not be over 10.
No. Also, excuse my hair if it looks a little bit rough.
It doesn't look rough.
From the sun.
It doesn't look rough. People always say that, excuse my hair. Nobody paid attention.
I don't know. I mean, from the main camera, you can see like some shit coming out of it. It's because I was just too lazy to do something right.
Sometimes
now.
I look back at the older episodes and my hair be looking rough.
Well, that's because you've been on a hair journey.
I've been on a hair
and
journey.
And you're finally arriving now.
I'm arriving. But if you just go back in the episodes, you can see year by year.
It's how, like shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, imagine if we had an episode where my hair was short.
Like right now? You just cut it all
like
off?
Like short, yeah. No, like back when it was short.
Okay, what about it?
It would be fun to look back at, is what I'm saying.
Well, you have episodes where your hair was short.
Like short? Like
oh,
short.
Not short, short.
Okay, that's what I mean. Short.
Okay, and today we want to talk about how to enjoy being an adult.
How do you enjoy being an adult? First of all, I want to talk about why is this even a thing, right? Because I've noticed when you're an adult, we can complain about a lot of shit.
Because, I mean, I feel like when you're a kid, you complain about a lot of shit.
But you're a kid, so...
But your parents can, like, help you out with whatever you're complaining about. Like, you're sad, something's not working out, you're frustrated, homework isn't doing, like, whatever. Someone can help you figure out a solution. When you're an adult, it's all on your ass and your ass alone.
Yeah. And so this is what we wanted to talk about today, right? Work, health, apartment, bills, working out, taking care of your body,
taking care of your home,
eating the right stuff. Because as a kid, your mom kind of just cooked for you, and you just ate whatever was served that day, right?
Yeah.
As there comes an age where your mom or like whoever is your guardian kind of stop cooking for you.
You never had your dad make anything?
My dad.
My dad didn't really make anything, but neither did my mom. It was actually my grandma that made our food.
Oh, okay. Shout out to grandma.
Shout out to grandma. But yeah, like as a kid, you're not. I had the audacity to like complain about the food that I was getting. Because it was like always like the same thing, and it was like Romanian food. And it was...
I never really complained because the food was really good.
Well,
so I loved the food that we were getting.
You're getting the same thing over and over again, you never got sick of it? Like, didn't you want something
else?
Really?
I never got sick of the food we were getting as kids.
My grandma was making chorba all the time, which is like a sour soup. And chorba? It would be like a bunch of different things, which is crazy because now I love it. And I want it all the time, and I wish that I could have it.
By the way, anything in Romanian sounds very cute to me. I don't know why.
Ciorbă.
Tramvai. Like, all these different words are, like, made... Like, what's another word that I love? Everything that I'm learning right now...
You want me to tell you how to say mushroom?
How?
Ciuperci.
It's so, like... It sounds like everything you say is, like, small. It's, like, small things.
I get that. Chicken is pui.
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 Yeah, I don't know if that sounds cute.
It sounds cute to me. Pui. But that's also because we use that same word to like call someone like baby or oui. Like cute.
I guess in French you say poulet.
Yeah, but you wouldn't call someone poulet.
No, that would be...
That's what I'm saying. In Romanian, we also, like, my mom would be like, ce faci pui? It'd be cute. Like, what are you doing, little chicken, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of. Anyways, so yeah, let's talk about, so what makes adults adults, on top of obviously like being older and being at an age where you basically have responsibilities. That's a long ass word. So we all got responsibilities. We ain't got nobody to help us with them. And that's basically, I feel like, the biggest thing that makes life less enjoyable.
What
is the fact that you're responsible for hella stuff?
Actually, one second, I gotta make sure the camera's recording. Oh, sorry,
I heard it beep. So that, I feel like, is the main reason why I even see online a bunch of people like complaining how they're like, oh, now that you're an adult, like, you have to actually show up to work. Now that you're an adult, you have to actually clean your own apartment. You're basically responsible for like everything and anything in your life.
Yeah. And if you don't do it, nobody will, right?
Exactly.
And this is, I don't think this is off topic what I'm about to bring up, but it's like a little side note that when you're an adult and you're thinking about like your career, right? Mm-hmm. You're thinking about, all right, this is what I want to become, or this is what I'm going to school for. It's really up to you to make it happen.
Yeah.
And obviously, you're thinking, obviously, yes, it is up to you, but like, something crossed my mind like a few weeks ago, and I was just like, damn, I'm here in New York and I'm trying to make all these things happen. And it's really every day that you have to put in that work.
Yeah.
And it's not stopping. It's not going to stop. So like, from now on until whenever, every day you have to chase that thing. And I was just wondering, like, do people get tired of that? Like, do you just sometimes want to say, man, I just want to not do all this shit and just say, and just live, just, I don't know, like, not achieve these goals and just be okay with like the bare minimum.
Or not even the bare minimum, just like the
baseline. The least effort, no stress. You don't have to follow up with a million people to make things happen. And I'm not saying this because I want to do that, but it was just kind of like a realization. I was just like, this is really every day. You have to be motivated.
Yeah. I mean, and it's different for everyone and for everyone's job. You know, it's like some people, you just go to school, then the job that you get after you're in school is the job that you have until you retire.
I know. But even that, you have to show up every day.
Yeah.
To make that paycheck.
Yeah. That's just part of
whether you want it or not. You have to show up every single day.
I mean, that's just how the world works. You know,
no, I know.
Not do anything.
I know, and it's what I'm saying is very obvious, but like just thinking about it is just like kind of crazy.
Well, it's kind of crazy because also you have that, and then on top of that, we also need to make sure we're healthy, exercise. Now that it's summer and we're out and about, I love smelling good. And Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil smells just like summer in a bottle with all natural ingredients. Uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity and deeply moisturize. I'm seriously telling you, every time I use it, I get this post-vacation glow as if I just returned from a tropical getaway. I love knowing Osea is woman-founded and led skincare that is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. It's super rich but not greasy, which is very important to me, and it leaves my skin so glowy and toned. Get healthy and glowing skin for summer with clean vegan skin and body care from Osea. You can get 10% off of your first order site wide with code WTJ at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code WTJ for 10% off. Skipping my morning routine can easily throw off the balance of my day-to-day because a girl needs her morning self-care time. And same goes for the sensitive vaginal microbiome, because did you know that 9 out of 10 women have unstable vaginal microbiomes? That's why Seed created VSO1 Vaginal Symbiotic to restore a healthy vaginal microbiome and sustain regulated pH levels. In the last few years especially, I've been paying more and more attention to what I put in my body, and I need to remind myself that vaginal health is just as important as the rest of it. Day-to-day things like menstruation, exercise, diet, sex, and more can easily disrupt your microbiome. So it's really reassuring knowing VSO1 went through rigorous scientific testing and was found 10 times more effective than a leading oral probiotic. VSO1 is an ongoing system that maximizes efficacy with only 2 tablets per month. So it's super easy. Find your balance and get proactive with your vaginal care with VSO1 from Seed. Go to seed.com/WTJ and use code 25WTJ to get 25% off. That's 25% off VSO1 at seed.com/WTJ, code 25WTJ. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed, and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. You know, care about what we put in our bodies to make sure that later down the line we're staying healthy when we're in our 50s, 60s, 70s and on.
Yeah.
Like everything that we do now is like we're either going to thank ourselves for it later or we're going to pay the price of not doing it. And I'm realizing that more and more, especially as like my parents are getting older and I'm learning the decisions that they made, especially I would say like health wise, seeing how like they did exercise or they didn't, and when did they start and when did they start caring about their health? And like for a lot of people, it's like when you're young, you're like, I'm good, I'm fine, I'm not thinking about it. So it's not affecting me. So why would I even
you can eat whatever.
Care about it that much, but it's because it's later that it's going to catch up to you.
Yeah.
And then you have, obviously, like, you got to work, and you work to pay the bills, to pay for your rent, to pay for your phone, your internet, to be able to buy food, all those things. And it's like, a lot. You realize that you are responsible for absolutely everything in your life.
Yeah. And there's nobody else to blame, really.
On what?
On if something goes wrong. That's why I don't really...
I mean, it depends, like, if something goes wrong, like, in what instance? Because...
I mean, in what instance would you be able to blame someone?
I don't know. If someone did some shit to you.
I know, but that's out of your control.
I mean, yeah, so you could blame someone else for that. Like, if it's, like, if you have a misfortunate event where, like, you get hit by a car or something, it's, like, it's not your fault.
I mean, yeah, babe, of course, it's not your fault. Some people could say it's your fault because you... You crossed the street on this side instead of that side. You decided that.
Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, that was not the point.
We wanted to basically talk about and get through figuring out, like, how can we get ourselves as adults to enjoy being an adult, to find joy in the responsibilities, to find pleasure and satisfaction in just what it means to be an adult.
Yeah. Should we start with work?
Yeah, career? We can start. I feel like work, career is just differs so much. And also it's so specific what we do that I just don't want to like spend too much time talking about it. Because I feel like it's very different for like many people. You know? But go ahead.
Should we spend some time on it though at least?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. As an adult, I remember when I was a kid, right? I used to always just think like, obviously you got a job, you get your own apartment, and every month you got bills, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk to specifically how many people actually hate their job, right?
Yeah.
It's you know, this is your life, this is your job, and you have to show up every day to work. Now, I think there's a way to make a work at a job that you hate. So let's say I have a job that I really hate, I don't like, but it pays the bills, right?
Yeah. Does it pay the bills or does it pay the bills and more?
It pays the bills and more.
Okay.
But you don't like that job, you hate it.
Okay.
Okay. You have a choice. You have a choice to either say, okay, you know what? I'm going to look for another job and eventually quit the job that I hate. Because we only have so much time on this earth, and why would you stay in a job that you absolutely hate?
And I also feel like now, in like, you know, 2024, in the last few years, like it's more and more common to like only spend 2-3 years in one job and then change jobs. Yeah.
Depends what kind of job. Like if you're
not change like careers or positions, but like just go to a different company doing maybe the same thing or slightly different. But like people are spending less time in like the same place for like 10 years. Or 30 or 40 years.
You feel like that's more of an old school?
Yeah, that's more of an old school mentality of like, I have this job in this company. I'm going to try to go through the ranks of the company. Mm-hmm. But it's like the same place. And I'm seeing like more millennials and now like Gen Z, like older Gen Zers talking about how like they're constantly changing their jobs. Like I'll be in this job for like 2 years, but then I want to move on to a different one, because also that way, each time you change jobs, you can get more money for your salary. You also like it's like more opportunities to also like gain more experience.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm hearing like less and less people that have jobs for like 6 years at the same place or 7 years at the same place.
Yeah.
You know? So I just kind of wanted to like put that out there that like, a lot of the like family and parents that a lot of us have that mentality of like find the good job and be there and give it like your years and you will like rise up and you will max up.
Rise
and,
up.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of like an old school mentality that I feel like doesn't really apply to the younger generations now.
Yeah.
So if you are somebody that does not like your job, like, nobody is going to do this shit for you. Nobody's going to quit for you. Nobody's going to do the looking for another job for you. Unfortunately, but also, it's on you.
Right. But also, you have a choice and you don't have to be there.
I know, but it's also easy to say that. It's easy to say you don't have to be there. Like, yes. Everybody got bills, everybody got rent.
I know, but if you got a job that you hate, you can really do your best and not have that job anymore. Now, are you super secure? Is it a job that you just, you know, you've been at for, I don't know, the past few years and it really takes care of of your life, all the bills, really.
Yeah.
But then after that, let's say you have a hobby on the side that you love to do, that you would love to pursue and make money from, but you're just not sure how to, like, you know, make it happen with that. So I think, I don't know, because I'm not in that position. So it's kind of hard to speak on, like, you know, if you have a career and you want to quit, I can just sit here and say, well, just quit, find another job. You know, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy because also, like, finding a job, I've also been hearing from friends that are transitioning jobs and stuff that, like, finding a job these days is first the job in itself, just to do the research, to the reach out, do all those things. But then the actual process of applying and then going through the interviews is wild. Like, people be doing 7 interviews for the same job. Yeah. And it's like a weeks-long process, and it's like a whole thing. So it's not that easy, and I want to, like, respect that. But at the same time, I feel like you have two options. You either do that. You're like, I have a job right now that I really don't like. Mm-hmm. There's a few scenarios, because what if somebody has, like, a job they don't like, but then they don't know what job they would like? Like, no job sounds good to them.
Yeah,
that's where it's a little bit tricky, because then I'm like, there has to be something. You have to just think outside of the box.
But sometimes people are just okay with staying with that job, which is fine.
That's true. And that was the other thing that I was gonna say. You have to figure out what it is that you would like to do and go after that, whatever that means. It's up to you. But then you also have the other option where it's like, you still don't like your job and blah blah blah, but you're going to stick with it because, let's say, it makes you hella money.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe,
and I feel like that's a lot of people, which is great.
Yeah, which is great. And if you're in that scenario, figure out how you can find joy outside of that. You have to just be okay with that part of your life, which is a big one. And I'm sorry to say this, but you have to be okay with that part of your life being not that fun.
But you know what I was going to say, this is exactly right what you're saying. But my brain went, this is a job that I hate, and I'm there 9 to 5, 7 days a week, 5 days a week, right? But finding a way to still, yes, you don't like that job, but there's a way you can still enjoy the job. Like, you hate the job overall. Like, let's say you work at an office somewhere and you hate it, okay? Mm-hmm. You hate the people you work with, you hate the job itself, but, you know, but obviously this is your career and you're good at it. If I was in that position, right, and it pays my bills, it takes care of my family, whatever, I will stay with that job, okay? Because first of all, also, let's acknowledge that having a job that's that good for you is a blessing, because a lot of people don't even have jobs that makes them a lot of money and that they feel super secure in.
Yeah, and they might even hate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I would say that
we can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options. And Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across 4 boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
I go into work and I just want to like change my perspective. Be like, instead of like complaining and be like, oh, I hate this, go in there and say, this is what I do. I'm good at it. I'm skilled, and take pride in that, you know, take pride in that and kind of just change your mentality about it. And I feel like if you have one of those jobs, this is something that I would do until I figure something else out. Be nice to your coworkers, like try to bring some positivity in that. And I'm sure that you take pride in the work that you do if you have that type of career.
Yeah, it might not be that. Like, there are some jobs that you're just kind of like an ant in the thing, in the company full of ants, that you're just working away at your little thing. Mm-hmm. It's not something that you're necessarily prideful
of. Okay, let me give you a perfect example, right? When I was in Seattle years ago, I used to work at the Amazon warehouse, right?
Okay.
And it was just a job that I knew that I wasn't going to have for a very long time.
Okay.
You know? And I hated it from day one. But it was a job that I needed. They paid well. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be here for like 8 months. Then I'm out. You know? Okay. Save up money. So I go there and all I had to do is basically like scan items and put them in a tote to send them to like another station.
Yeah.
I had to do that. And my shifts were like 10 hours, right?
Okay.
I hated it. And I was like, there's no way I can stand in this station. And you didn't even move. You know, there's a computer that counts how fast you're going. And I was just scanning things. You got to put them in a certain tote. If you put it in a wrong one, you got to figure it. Anyways, yeah, it wasn't fun. And I was so bored. I wasn't able to listen to anything. I was just doing that, right? So I was like, you know, I need to find something else to do here because there's other jobs in this big warehouse.
Yeah.
There's many other jobs. And I kept seeing these guys that come to my station and bring me like empty boxes to put the items in. I was just like, that's all they have to do. They just walk around with this cart and they just drop boxes and that's it, right? I was like, I need to figure out how to do that job, right? So I went around, I was asking people and I found out that I can only do that twice a week. And those people, it's not the top, because this is like the fun job of the, yeah, of the thing. It's not something that you can do for your whole shift. And I ended up talking to someone and I found out that you can only do that if you have like a doctor's note.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, cool. I need to go to the doctor and just let him know that
I'm bored.
Yeah, that I need, because I was getting warnings at my station because I was going too slow.
Mm.
I don't know how people were going so fast doing it, and I was really doing my best, right?
Yeah.
And I had a guy come and help me. It wasn't for me. I was like, I need to get another job, and I wanted to get the job who delivers the tote to other people. So anyways, long story short, I go to the doctor. I say, hey, I work at Amazon, and he was like, ugh, Amazon, I hate that place. I was like, okay, why? And then, I mean, he didn't really get into it, but then I told him that, you know, my back hurts. I kind of just made some shit up. I don't recommend people doing that, but this is what I did, right?
I don't know if you should share this online, low-key.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it matters.
I mean, this is just like, what do you think? Someone from Amazon going to come get me in New York? Like, hey, 10 years ago, what did you do?
Yeah, okay.
No.
Anyways, and basically...
No, anyway, so I got a doctor's note because my back was really hurting and I couldn't do that job, right? Because I'm tall and I had to bend down to the bottom. It was just too much for me, right? I got the doctor's note. I show up to work the next day. I'm like, hey, here's a doctor's note. I can't do this job. I have to do something else. And then they put me on the job that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I was able to do that Monday to Friday. And I was happy.
Well,
people were looking at me like, how are you doing this every day? You know, but anyway.
That's a very specific scenario.
That's a very specific scenario. But I didn't, obviously, I didn't love it, but it was better than what I did before.
Yeah, but sometimes like you don't get to really like choose and make your way through like what you
Yeah, basically,
choose,
you know? I told this story because I just wanted to share that there's ways around. You can make it work.
Yeah, but not always.
Not always. So if my story...
Because that's also very specific.
Yeah, if my story doesn't apply here, just let it go. But I just wanted to share that.
Okay, but I do feel like we've said, like for work, there's like certain options that you have. But there's also the option where it's just like work is one of those things that, hey, I'm sorry. Because also, if you have a job that you don't like that much, but it makes you like 500K a year.
Oh, you better.
You better shh. Okay, if you have a job that sucks and you're like not making that much money, then yeah, you got to make some changes.
Yeah.
Because you cannot waste your time with that shit. Okay? Yeah. You deserve better. How should we go about enjoying chores? Which I feel like, I don't
know. Chores about what kind, like around the house?
I mean, or what other chores are there?
Well, I mean, there's chores around the house and then there's chores that you just got to do outside.
Such as
going to the grocery store, going to the post office.
Those are all part of the chores.
Oh, okay. So what are some ways to enjoy those things?
Like, what are some ways that we can like look at getting our apartment clean, doing dishes for the third time in one day? There's always dust on the ground and you just vacuum.
I have the perfect answer.
Go ahead.
Listen to a podcast. Listen to What's the Juice podcast, and I promise you anything you do throughout the day will just be a little bit better.
That?
And I'm not even playing.
Yeah, like, you're not even playing this.
Yeah. Because I listen to a podcast and I'm doing stuff, right? When I'm doing the dishes, what do? I usually watch something or listen to a podcast. If I'm cleaning the house, before I even start, take my headphones. I don't even want to play it out loud. It's just me and my world, and I just do it. And it makes anything better, honestly.
Yeah, I would say definitely try to entertain yourself while you're doing it. And then also, I think it's about so much of enjoying adulthood has to do with acceptance.
Oof. Okay.
I feel like it's you true. Just have to accept the fact that this is how life is now. You don't get to just have fun all the time. You don't get to just show up, take your shoes off, your shirt off, and leave it, and mom's gonna take care of it. There's none of that. If you leave your shoes, guess what? The shoes will stay there.
Yeah.
If you don't wash the laundry will pile up. You don't wash the dishes, they will also pile up, and so forth. So you gotta just accept this is how life is.
Yeah.
And you can either not do anything, and eventually will get on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Or you do something and you actually take pride in like the fact that you took care of your shit, take things off the list, mm-hmm. and find joy and satisfaction in the annoying adult things. That's the only way. The only way is through.
And also another thing about chores that I recently started doing,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about just getting things done, right? Things around the house, getting through your to-do list, which is something that I've struggled for many years to just make, like writing stuff down really, really helps. And the few times that I do it, I feel so accomplished by just crossing shit out, right?
Yeah.
So the number one step that I take when I want to have like an organized week, right? And feel really like, okay, I'm gonna squeeze every hour out of the day and get everything done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I start with just cleaning the house,
mm-hmm.
okay? Cleaning the house, because I feel like when the room is not clean, the house is not clean, even when I'm outside, I feel like my brain is scrambled.
Yeah, because also you know there's something waiting for you.
Exactly. Cleaning my computer. I have a million tabs.
Mm.
I made sure that I group all of the tabs into like sports, podcast, photography, now watching, shopping. I put them all in like a group tabs, right?
Yeah. And you also like your actual computer doesn't have just random files and screenshots and shit.
Exactly. Like the main
desktop.
The desktop has nothing on it other than two folders, right?
Mm-hmm.
That personally for me, I don't know if that works for everybody, but for me, it clears my brain. My phone also. I took all of my apps that I have. I used to have, I don't know how many apps I have, right? But I grouped them all. Now I only have like two big folders.
Mm-hmm.
These little things make me, I'm more organized.
Yes. Okay?
And
isn't it fun?
No, it's so fun. No, honestly, it's so fun. And not even like, it's not, it's just, it makes me feel like,
you're responsible. It makes you feel like you're in a good place.
Yes, because when shit was all over the place, I don't even know what I'm doing next. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. And you're like a good example for that because Alia, she's such a good organizer. I would say you're not as detailed.
As I was once upon a time.
As you were once upon a time. But also I was actually, what I really was going to say, you're not as detailed as me when it comes to like clearing my phone or my computer because your computer has a lot of shit on it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it does.
I recently did a deep clean myself too, but like I still have a way to go.
Yeah, but this is not something that actually bothers you. Like, you still get the list done. You're more...
Oh, it doesn't affect my productivity. Yeah, that's
so
true.
So maybe you don't even need to do that. But for me, I know that everything needs to be as minimal as possible. And I feel like now I can go to one thing and go to the next thing, right?
Yeah.
So this is just like an advice to anybody. Maybe try to like clear out everything. First thing in the morning when you wake up, just make your bed.
Oh, like, yeah. I don't know how you can get up and not make your bed.
You get up, you don't make your bed, and you go about your day. Like, I would not be able
to... It's as if the bed, like, you're about to go back in it.
Yeah. Something about that just doesn't... I don't know. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. You know? You just got to be... Like, you got to be responsible.
That's why I'm so excited to move into, our, like, a new apartment, because it's going to be much bigger, and I feel like I'm going to... You're going to see. I'm so excited to start, like, a new routine. Like,
I know. And just feel like we actually have an adult space, because I'm not going to lie to you. This apartment that we've been in for the last year has felt like we're in kind of like a dorm.
I don't want to say a dorm.
Like, in the sense that it's like it's a studio, but it says it's a one bedroom just because it's like divided by a wall. But in terms of space and in terms of the way it's like put together, it feels like it's a micro apartment.
Yeah.
That like one person only should live in.
Yeah.
And
we have a lot of shit. Like,
and we have a lot of stuff because also like we record the whole podcast in here. And
yeah.
We have, anyways, I just want to go quickly through health because I know we briefly talked about it, but I want to just underline again and highlight again how I know that now when we're all young and beautiful and no wrinkles and no diseases and no medical issues, feeling great. Yeah, right? Knock on wood. We're feeling great and we're not thinking about... No. It's not that we're not thinking about it, but we're just like... In a way, it's hard to think about like, oh, let me exercise now so when then I'm 50, I'm still feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me... You know, eat well.
It's
so
hard
then
to
when
forget.
I'm 50, I don't have any health issues that I have to like take this medication. Like my dad has medication that he has to like take often. And I would say like my mom is pretty good, you know. But like just looking at my grandparents, you can see like who stayed active and how they are now and who didn't stay active and how they are now.
Yeah.
And it's a world of a difference.
It catches up to you.
And you can, I'm just going to tell a quick story. Yesterday, I went on a bike ride. Because I have a goal to get very, like, way, way better at biking. So I can, like, just bike on the street. Just for biking to not feel like a thing that I'm, like, scared to do. Which
My entire life,
I've pretty much felt scared of biking and just not secure in it.
I didn't know that was your entire life. That explains...
Yeah, that's why my mom, anytime I was, like, I went on a bike, she was like, oh, my God, Allie on a bike. Like, it's a thing.
Oh.
So... That's a goal that I have. So yesterday, it was Sunday, and my activity for the day is that I wanted to go to Central Park, and I wanted to just take a bike all on my own without Yoni, and just, like, bike around the park. You know, not a big deal, safe, like, not a lot of people, obviously not on streets with cars, and that was just, like, my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a blast. I had such a good time.
That made me so happy.
I literally was there for 2 hours just going around the Central Park loop, like, 4 times.
Yeah.
I was just living. I was just in my music. It was hot, but because of the wind from being on the bike and going fast, it was amazing. It was beautiful. But why I'm bringing this up is because I was using an e-bike. And there's in the park, there's a lot of like, I would call them more professional like bikers that have like the professional racing bikes that are like thinner and like the more expensive ones, the ones that you're like this on the front of it, you know, and then your seat is up,
like your elbows are together,
your elbows are on it. Yeah, exactly. And then they have like the helmet and they have the whole like equipment, like the long sleeve thing, probably to like not get sunburned, and the shoes that like clip into the bike, you know, it's a whole thing. And there was a bunch of them. And I low-key was like, sometimes I was kind of racing with them, even though obviously they have a normal bike. I had an e-bike, so I would go faster, but it was just satisfying.
Yeah.
But then there was this one lady. She, I'm guessing, looked to me like she was in her late 70s, close to 80s.
Mm, good for her.
And she was going, like, I was on the e-bike, and she was going as fast as me, if not faster at some point.
What kind of bike did she have?
She had like the thin, thin wheel, light ass bike.
Because yeah.
That's the thing. Those bikes are really light compared to like an e-bike is like way heavier. I almost fell with it because it was so heavy when I got off. But, you know, I was looking at her and she was just like, she was in it. And you can just like tell by it because, you know, she had shorts on. And I'm not like, you know, over analyzing her, but you could just tell like she was, you know, she was older. She was,
yeah.
But it was so surprising because she was so fit and she was in such good shape. She was going at that shit. She was going hella fast. She was like doing the whole thing. It was fire. I was like, that is goals right there.
That's goals.
But I mean, that's because she's been taking care of herself. She probably eats really well. She bikes and exercises. And then I'm thinking of like some of the people in my family and like the stage that they're at. And it's, I don't know how far away in age they might be to like this, you know, lady. And I don't know. That's something that like I want
to. It's a priority. You have to think about that.
Exactly. I want to think about exercise and eating and all that way. Not about like how my body looks now and like how it's like I have a little bit of fat here. I have a little fat there. Even though like that might get to you sometimes, especially in the summertime, I would say for us to like really take care of ourselves for like truly why it's important is this.
Yeah.
And so when we have kids, we can keep up with them. Is when our kids get older and they have kids, we can keep up with them. So that like we ourselves are healthy and exercise and make sure that we put everything that's good in our body now and then. It's a continuous lifelong, you know, commitment. Just but it's also about finding joy in it. Like what's an activity you can do that is like fun?
You have to find something. If you're listening to this and you feel like you don't have a hobby, you really have to try out a lot of things. Like,
but I feel like specifically a hobby that's like combined with exercise.
I know. So that's what I'm... Okay. So I meant to specify, right? Oh, okay. So find a tennis buddy. Someone that you can maybe... If you never played tennis before, just order some rackets and try to play. I've never played tennis before until I met your family, right?
Yeah.
Never played before. And then I find out that I'm having so much fun with it.
And you're actually really good at
it. Not only that, I feel like I'm good.
You are good.
And this is just me showing up and playing. This is no practice. Nobody telling me what to do. You know, just kind of. So I think, and that's what I have. I'm lucky enough to have many different hobbies.
Yeah.
Like activities. But just find one and then see. It could also just be biking. I think I'm so happy for Alia because now I think biking is one of those activities that you've been looking for other than, you know, ballet. Because ballet was your life before. That was like your activity.
No, but ballet was like my career. I wouldn't.
Yeah, but
I'm not thinking like of becoming like a professional biker.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is that, you know how I was talking about like maybe you should get back into ballet just for fun and activity, but you know, it's not something you want to do. But then we kept talking about like, because I have basketball, soccer, whatever, all that shit, right?
Yeah.
What's something that you can find that gets you out of the house that you don't feel like I'm on a treadmill?
Running was that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I want to find something that is like has a bit more strategy behind it.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of you have an opponent with running. It's like you're just running by yourself. You're your own opponent.
You need an opponent for biking.
No. So what I'm thinking about is like tennis, because tennis is really big in my family. It's been big for a long time. And like growing up, that was like my family sport. Like my family didn't care about basketball. They didn't care about soccer, even though Romania, obviously, they have like football. They didn't care about, like, my entire family loves tennis.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a thing growing up, but I kind of resisted it because I was way more into ballet. But tennis is one of those sports that I feel like is so fun to play if you're really good at it.
So you don't have to be really good.
I mean, okay, if you're good enough to actually play.
By the way,
like right now, my skill level right now is like I don't play enough. And I have like one time where I'm playing and I'm like playing really well, weirdly. And then the next time I play, I'm absolute trash.
I know.
And I don't know. So like weird. It's about practice. The same thing with being on a bike. Now, yesterday, what did we do?
Oh, wow. You guys, yesterday we biked. We went out to a very nice dinner.
Yeah, we went to the Red Hook Tavern in Red Hook, Brooklyn to get one of the best burgers. Okay.
So that burger we had was so simple. When I looked at it, I was like, so there's only just like
cheese.
Cheese on it?
Yeah, it was literally meat, cheese,
and onion.
Onion. and the
and that's it. It was really, really good.
But we were like kind of deep in Brooklyn. It's kind of, it's not super far from Manhattan, but it's just hard to get to. There aren't a lot of like subway lines and stuff there.
And then after that, we just decided to bike all the way back to Manhattan.
Yep.
We looked up the road. We chose a good one and we got on the Brooklyn Bridge. I actually, when I put it on the map, I meant to put it on the Manhattan Bridge, but then somehow you just took me to Brooklyn Bridge.
No, it's just the Brooklyn Bridge is before the Manhattan Bridge. So we just turned that way. Like we turned around.
Well, the GPS told me to turn.
Oh, okay. I thought you just like turned that way thinking it was the right bridge.
No, no, no. I knew.
I biked on the street with cars.
It was dark out.
Then on the street with a bike lane. Then on the Brooklyn Bridge, across the Brooklyn Bridge. Then in Manhattan from like Financial District all the way through to downtown.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question for you. When we...
And it was nighttime too.
When we got on the bike and we were still in Brooklyn, like I'm comfortable on the bike. I can bike anywhere.
Yeah, you can bike with no hands and shit.
Yes. But you... I know you were nervous. And sometimes when you would get mad at me for not hearing what I was saying or maybe being too far or turning suddenly, when you were those moments where you were quote unquote like getting like kind of angry at me, I know that it wasn't really you getting angry at me. It was the nerves.
Well, yeah, partially the nerves and also the fact that because I just needed you to communicate when you're turning somewhere and we're not following the same GPS. Mm-hmm. That like, I need you to tell me, okay, we're going to turn left.
Okay, but you being behind a few feet behind me, I'm thinking you're going to just follow me.
Yeah, but you're going fast too. And I just need to know ahead of time. Because if we're going on a street and then you just randomly turn left also where there was no street, I'm thinking like, what are you doing?
Okay. Well, my perspective is you're just going to follow me.
Yeah, it's not that easy. Like, cause then it's like I got to follow. You're going fast. Is there a car coming? It's too much going on. And I'm also again not confident on the bike.
Yeah, true. So thinking back on it,
I need more caution around all the other things.
Yeah, I get that. I'll do better next time. But
I survived and I did really well, I would say.
At what point did you get like the most nervous during the whole?
I don't know. The bridge was a lot. Yeah, nervous. It was just, for me, it was more the fact that it's going to get dark because when we got to the bridge, it was sundown. When we got across the bridge, it was dark.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, maybe like 5 minutes to cross.
I knew we could do it. It felt like such a journey. Like, all right, let's go.
It did feel like a journey for sure. It was like, we're going on this experiment.
It was so fun. And it only cost like $4.
Yeah. It was so fun. So to conclude, I think in general, we are responsible for all the things that we listed.
Mm-hmm.
But it all sums up to we are responsible for our own happiness. And our happiness has to do with enjoying life, mm-hmm. eating good food, hanging out with friends, family. But our happiness also as adults lies in having our shit together and having our responsibilities in order. Because if you got bills to pay that you haven't and are overdue, if your rent hasn't been paid yet, if you have chores you got to do that are piling up, like I'm telling you, that shit's going to be on your head no matter what.
Yeah. And what I'm learning lately, kind of like what I said earlier, is that, and I'm still working on it. This is what I have to do. Like right now, right? I have to edit this episode. I'm going to put my phone away. And I want to scroll through. I want to reply to DMs and just look at the fun stuff. But I have to like put it in my head. Okay, it's Monday. Put the phone away. Get in front of the computer. Transfer the file. Edit whatever. Line it up. And just do that for an hour. And I'll be done. Instead of like doing like edit 15 minutes. Get on my phone. Get a snack. Let me eat something. Randomly start making some chicken and rice. Then getting back to it, doing the second part. Now my whole day is just gone because I was just, you know, doing all these other random, you know, stuff.
Yeah. And however much we want to just think how like now we're adults and blah, blah, blah. It's kind of the same formula as is when we're kids. We're at school. Then we get home from school. We eat. Yeah, we don't cook the food. But me growing up, I did cook pretty early Like, I was like, I actually wanted to.
What did you cook?
Learn how to cook. Like, random shit. Like, chicken, sauce, pasta.
At 10 years old, you were making yourself chicken and rice? 10 years old?
Well, no, my grandma would make it. But I'm saying, like, I was, like, making my own food. Definitely when I was, like, 18, 19. Like, when I was still living at home.
Yeah.
But when I was in Canada and stuff, like, obviously I wasn't making my food because there was, like, a dorm and people cooked for us and stuff. I feel like I was saying something before this.
No, you just asked me, like, when I started making
my... No, before that. What was I saying?
Don't remember.
Well, you guys get the point.
Yeah.
I just feel like at the end of the day, we gotta...
Oh, you were saying it's our responsibility and you gotta do your own, you know, you gotta do your own stuff. Nobody's gonna do it for you as an adult. And everyone...
I was gonna say, yes, I was gonna say that the formula that I was trying to reference is that when you're a kid, you like go to school, then you come home, then you eat lunch or whatever, then you have homework.
Mm-hmm.
And then only once you're done your homework can you do the fun stuff. Can you watch TV? Can you hang out with your friends? Can you, like, you know, do whatever fun stuff you consider is fun as a kid? Play video games. So I feel like being an adult in that sense is the same formula. You don't really get to have fun. You don't really get to do, like, at least that's how I want to think about life, because it's a very efficient way to kind of like force yourself to get the shit that you got to get done.
Yeah.
So that once it's done, it's like, let me have a good time.
Yeah. I've been doing that, or trying to get better at that, getting the work done as soon as I can so then I can just do like the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone who's listening to this is an adult. So all the stuff that we're saying, obviously, you know,
it's obvious.
Yeah, it's obvious. But I think it's just, I don't know. We just kind of wanted to like reflect on that, because when you just become an adult, you just kind of like, you go with how, you know, however life.
Yeah, like it's easy to just kind of like get wrapped up in how annoying these things are.
Yes, I just wanted to take a step back and look at the adult life.
Yes.
You know?
And just figure out like what are some ways that we can do adulthood and continue to like do our responsibilities in a way that doesn't feel like it's a punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it.
And just have a positive mindset too. Like even at the job that you hate, like be grateful that it's paying your bills, because there's some people who don't even have a job.
True.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't complain about having a job. There's honor in any job.
Yes. And there's also choice in anything in life. So it's, you choose what you want to do.
Ooh, quotes from Al Yusaitza.
That was a bad quote.
Okay, we're going to close it out here.
Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to today's episode. We're going to head over to our Patreon and talk about a spicy little topic.
Yes.
Which we'll just talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about, you'll see the title.
Yeah, you'll see the title. I feel like I don't want to say it here.
No, it's fine. That's exactly, if you're going to see the title, you're going to know exactly why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate you as always. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you're having a lovely day and a lovely week.
Yes. And sign up to Patreon, okay? If you want some extra juice, if you want some extra episodes, every Sunday we have some good vibes going on Patreon. There's a couple of different tiers you can choose. There's also, what else is there? We have chats that you can join in, like community chats.
Yeah.
Just talk. It's like a more direct connection with our listeners. So
yes, and we get a little bit more into the juice.
Yeah.
And as always, we post previews of those episodes. If you want to get the vibe, if you want to like see what it's like, what episodes are about, we have some Patreon previews on wherever you're listening to this right now.
Yeah. And with that being said, my name is Yoni Koto, signing out.
My name is Ali Zaitza, signing out also.
All right, bye. I love the outros. They're so random.
My feet are asleep again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.